Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Whatever you got on your mind, whatever's happening in your business, the one you're thinking about or the one you already have, you got 1 minute. Actually, you got 5 seconds. We got something there for you. You got 1 minute, 3 minutes. We got something you can read, listen to. You can watch. We have videos right there on the site. So check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ruth Sherman is there. She's got a great suite of outstanding information that she's given us over the years that you can go back and listen to and still benefit from, I promise you. Ruth is the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She's one of the top communication experts in the planet. And Ruth, we're talking about charisma. And this is the kind of thing that you help your clients with, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Jim. Absolutely. In fact, I'm doing a live event in New York City on May 11th. I'd love to have you and your and all your listeners there.
What's the story? What's happening?
We're doing Charisma Presentation to Profit from 10 to 4 right in the heart of Rockefeller Center, New York City. $97 and bring a guest for free.
I'd love to
have everybody there.
Good for you. Well, folks, take advantage of that. Especially if you're in the tri-state area up there listening, check this out. Can they find out more about that on your website?
Yes. In fact, I'll send them to charismatheevent.com.
Charismatheevent.com. Okay,
yes.
So check that out, folks.
Yep.
Okay, we're talking about charisma. How do we get it? Earlier, you promised us, Ruth, that even some of us who are more challenged than others in terms of charisma can actually get it, actually acquire this. How do we do that?
All right. So the first thing that you have to do, Jim, is you have to be aware of the way you look and sound when you're communicating. This is not about writing emails and any of the written communication that we've all become so accustomed to. This is about being face-to-face with people, whether you are one-on-one, whether you are on stage, or whether you are on camera. So if you are one-on-one with somebody, you want to be a very good listener. You want to ask a lot of open questions, and you want to look interested. So when people are speaking, even if inside you're thinking to yourself, oh, my goodness, this person is so boring, you want to look like that person is giving you the most fascinating information in the world. And that is something, because people, as we both know, people like to talk about one thing more than anything else, and that is themselves.
So you're saying that whereas many of us think charisma means we convince you to do things, you're saying a big part of charisma, or at least acquiring charisma, or appearing, maybe even just appearing to be charismatic, is keeping your trap shut and listening.
Absolutely. A lot of it is nonverbal. In other words, the way we move, the way we make eye contact, our facial expressions, our body language, all of that. So let me just give an example. We all can remember or imagine the photographs of Bill Clinton standing in a room speaking to a particular individual, right, with a lot of other people milling around, and he's leaning in, and he's listening closely, and maybe he's got his hand on somebody's forearm or, you know, on the upper arm.
Right.
So he is really making a direct connection with that person, and that person feels like the only person in that room.
What I have seen him do, if you watch most politicians, they're shaking one hand while they're looking at the person who's coming up. They don't look at the person whose hand they're shaking. They almost never
do. No, they're on to the next person.
But Bill Clinton doesn't do that. Bill Clinton shakes your hand and looks you in the eye at the same time.
That's right, and that's technique.
Let me tell you who else does that. This might surprise you. George Bush does that too.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me at all. That doesn't surprise me at all. He was tremendous interpersonally.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Let me stick something in here for the guys. Guys, Ruth, guys communicate differently than ladies. And sometimes when we're talking with ladies, we want them to communicate with us like a guy does. And when they don't, we get impatient. And that's when women say we're not listening. So if you're working, if you're selling to a lady, if you're working with a lady, whatever you're doing, you know, and the other person is a lady, you better just take deep breaths and keep your mouth shut and lock in on her eyes and listen to what she's having to say. We have to have a word with ourselves, Ruth, before this happens.
Well, I think that's true. And, Jim, if I may add one more thing to that, give a woman a firm handshake. Don't give her the dainty handshake.
Right.
We don't like that.
But well, you also don't like it. You also don't want the bone-crushing handshake either.
We don't need the bone-crushing handshake either. Exactly. But a nice firm handshake.
But let me say this. The same thing to ladies. Ladies, give a firm handshake.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. We got 1 minute. What's left?
Well, what I was going to say is it's all technique. So, you know, what I was saying earlier about Bill Clinton, you know, or George Bush, George W. Bush, you know, having learned early on that these things work and capitalizing on them, there is no reason on earth that anybody, regardless, again, of how old you are, how much you weigh, whether you think you're good-looking or pretty or whatever, mm-hmm. there's no reason why you can't deploy or employ these techniques to uncover your own charisma and connect, because charisma is all about connection.
Mm-hmm.
It really is all about connection. And people thinking that you are accessible, somebody who is a go-to person, somebody whom they can count on.
But it doesn't happen without intention for most of us, right?
It doesn't happen without intention. No, you have to think about it.
For most of us. Some people are a little more talented than others. But for most of us, we have to. And I don't think you can do it without some self-analysis either. What do you think?
I think you're right about that. You do have to look into yourself, into yourself, and think, what am I doing? What do I need to do?
Congratulations, mm-hmm. folks. You now have charisma. Just listen to what Ruth says. RuthSherman.com is her website. Ruth, thanks for being here, and good luck with your event next month.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be with
you. See you next time. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen.
All right,
she'll
have a great
back
day.
Another day. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.